Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. I told my wife that you are the reason why I get up in the morning. That and the fact that I got livestock to feed.
You are.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Come on. You
both.
Get the gates.
Both of them. Yeah.
Right. Come along with
me. Come on, honey. Yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Now, welcome to our outfit.
That's right. Need somebody to get the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I hold in my hand.
Yes.
Yes. Top 10 Mom's Favorite Sayings.
Mom's Favorite
Mom's
Sayings.
Mom's Favorite Sayings.
I can hardly wait.
Well, we can add a few of our own mothers to
add?
These. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Add to it? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number 10, because I said so. That's why.
Because I'm the mother.
That's just what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. That's our mom used to say.
Yeah.
If we didn't ever dare ask why.
No. You only did that once.
Yeah, but if you did, the answer was because I'm the mother.
I'm the mother.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That's why.
Do it.
You know, well,
just
right.
Get it.
And that's what we told our kids, right?
Exactly.
Don't ask. Yeah. Don't you ask me why. All right. Number 9.
Number 9.
I don't know is not an answer.
Oh, how many times have you used that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, you know,
that dog don't hunt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know is not an answer. Right. All right. Okay, let's go back to that. You know,
should
honestly,
we?
Sometimes that was the truth.
I don't know.
Because it was like that when I got here. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little later.
Absolutely,
right.
Yes.
Number 8, eat your vegetables.
Eat your
right.
vegetables. They're if good
you,
for you.
If you eat your carrots, it'll grow hair on your chest.
That's right.
Right.
And give you good eyesight.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I remember. Oh, my. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say this one. Okay. All right. Well, I'll run
moving
it,
on.
I'll run it past you later.
Okay. Okay.
Number 7. No one said life was fair.
Who said life was fair? Yes.
Life is never fair. Life life is not fair.
That's not fair.
Then you die.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. No one ever said it was going to be.
That's a fact.
All right. Number 6. Beds are made for sleeping, not for jumping. Don't jump on the bed.
Quit jumping on the bed. No more monkeys.
Two little monkeys jumping on the bed.
That's right.
All right. Number 5. Your hands are not broken.
Yeah. Your arms ain't painted on.
Get it yourself. Right? Yeah. Your legs work.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Your hands aren't broken, your legs work, and your arms aren't broken.
That's
yeah,
right,
and your arms aren't painted on.
There,
right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
There you go. Number 4. If you keep making that face,
it's going to stick.
It's going to freeze like that.
Yeah, and it did.
These can. Is that what happened?
That's what happened.
That's what happened to my face?
Yeah, absolutely.
I kept making those funny faces. Okay, all right. Number 3, money does not grow on trees.
Does not. Absolutely.
Right, yeah. Along with that one, you could probably put, were you born in a barn?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Close the dang door.
Close the dang door. We're not trying to heat the outside.
I like that one.
Yeah, right.
We ain't heating or cooling the outside.
Right.
Shut the
door.
Yeah.
Number 2, geez, we heard this one a lot. All right, yeah. I don't care who started it.
That's right. You're both going to get it.
I don't care who started it. I'm finishing
it. I am finishing
right.
it.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Been there.
And number 1, what part of no don't you understand? We got a great show coming at us this week. Yeah, Sons of the San Joaquin are riding along with us. R.P. Smith has some poetry. We have the Quaby sisters, Robert Wagner, R.W. Hampton. But let's start with Western Underground.
Let's do it.
Broken In.
So long, you can't tell. It used to be black. It's worn and torn and faded like these jeans I'm in. These dirty old boots are skinned and scuffed from 10 long years of kicking up dust. The seams are busted, but there's plenty miles left in them. And now they ain't broke, they're just broken in. I've been driving this 89 pickup truck, and them buddies of mine call it a bucket of rust. She's a little beat up, but she still runs like the wind. Yeah, kinda like me, I've been banged and bruised. I've been around the block a time or two, but I'm running like new, going places I've never been. No, I ain't broke, I'm just broken in. So come on, baby, take a chance on me. I just might be just what you need. I'm rough around the edges, but I guarantee you'll feel good against my skin. Been burned and your heart's on hold. You're riding that fence, don't wanna let go. You're taking it slow, giving yourself time to mend. Yeah, but I can tell it when we touch. I can feel it when we kiss. That pounding in your chest, that quiver in your lips says you can't resist. Your heart wants love again. No, it ain't broke, it's just broken in. So come on, baby, take a chance on me. I just might be just what you need. I'm rough around the edges, but I guarantee you'll feel good against my skin. Now I ain't broke, I'm just broken in. Baby, I ain't broke, just broken in.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to start Clear Out West Radio Show. That is Chris Ledoux's band.
That's right.
Western Underground. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, oh, man, good stuff.
Good. Oh, man, yeah. Tappity tap tap.
Great way to start off. And, yeah, it was like that when I got here.
How many times have you heard that?
How many times have I said that?
How many? Exactly. How many times have you used that?
Have I used that one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know is not an answer.
Oh, my stars and garters.
Oh, my stars. Oh, my naked arm.
Oh, my naked arm.
Those are statements that our parents used.
Yeah.
Mom used stars and garters.
Mm-hmm.
Dad used, oh, my naked arm.
Yeah.
When he was in delicate company.
Yeah.
When he wasn't in delicate company, it was other things.
Other things.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it was like that when I got there.
Right.
That brings to mind your haying equipment.
Oh, man. See, I've got this written down. Yeah.
So you put your equipment to bed for the winter, greased, oiled, ready to go.
Serviced.
Timed.
Broken parts replaced.
Yes.
Welded.
Yes.
Everything. And then?
you go to hook up.
Yep.
And danged if it doesn't work.
It fall apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just hook up to it and then pull it out and it falls apart.
So there are some, what are they?
Gremlins.
Gremlins?
Yeah.
I have another word for them.
Do you?
But I can't use it on the radio. But, yeah, there's some helpers that come out in the wintertime and go to tinkering. And
well, you know, that's like my shoeing apron. It shrinks over the winter.
Yours too?
It does, yes.
Holy cow.
I don't know what it is. And I go to put it on in the spring, and somebody has moved the holes.
It must be in the family. It must run in our genes.
It happens to your at your place too?
Every year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I blame my kids.
Yeah, okay.
I blame Dylan. I don't blame Will as much, but because he and I are about the same size. Yeah. But I blame Dylan. I said,
"You've
had my shoe and apron on, haven't you?"
Yeah,
he says, "No, honestly, I haven't." Dad. Yeah, right.
Well, and my wife shrinks my shirts.
Right. Well, I always thought it was the dryer.
It is.
Turns out it was a refrigerator. Yeah,
it
wasn't the dryer that shrunk my shirts.
Yeah, dang refrigerator. Yeah.
I know it. Well, and you go out and you look at one of your animals, and they've got this look on their face like it was like that when I got here. Okay. That's like the look had from Clyde, my Belgian gelding,
right
when I went out to the barn and heard water running. And my water trough is sitting out in the middle of the corral,
right?
And the water is spurting out from the source.
Yes.
And he looked at me like, don't look at me. Yeah, hey, it was like that when I got here.
And they do. They give you that look.
They do. And I just had to call bull on him because I saw him beating that trough with his big foot.
Because it didn't come out fast.
Water
enough.
Wasn't coming out fast exactly. enough. Yep, that's exactly right. Hey, we need to ditch out to a commercial. But the good news is when we come back, R.W. Hampton is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.